the ocean of dua.
أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Rarsi, and we're gonna be with you with another edition of the Ocean of Dua. In this version of the program, inshallah, we will discuss the true meaning of prayer and dua, the value of prayer, ways of reaching the Almighty Allah, acceptance, and also benefits of dua. So stay with us. So, dear listeners, previously we concluded that we should have a kind of generalization in our prayers. We ought to ask Allah in our prayers for whatever we are in need of, whatever important for us in this world and in hereafter, should be beseeched by the one who is praying to the Almighty Allah. So, Allah the Exalted is not miser in giving and responding to his servants. And by knowing this point, we will have infinite things to ask from the Almighty Allah. Also, the prayers that have reached us from the Ahlul Bayt entail many examples of this kind of generalization in prayer. So we should always ask from the Almighty Allah whatever good we know and whatever good things in this world and hereafter we are not aware of. Another thing that should be noted while we are praying to the Almighty Allah for ourselves is that great needs should not stop us from asking for smaller things. It might be shameful for us to ask small and inconsiderable things from each other, but when it comes to the Almighty Allah, when one turns toward Allah asking and entreating Him, the case is completely different, as praying for such things is no longer disgraceful, since He is the one who has ordered us to do so. So we ask from the Almighty Allah, however small and inconsiderable they might be. And this is because Allah the Exalted comprehends in knowledge every need, every weakness, every inability and defect of the supplicant. Nothing of our weakness and nothing of our shortcoming is hidden from Almighty Allah the Glorious. Thus we should be embarrassed actually of not presenting them before Him. We should not be embarrassed of presenting them before Him the way we are usually ashamed of doing so in front of the others. So the great needs must not hinder us from praying to Allah for smaller and sometimes insignificant, inconsiderable things. And on the other hand, Allah the Exalted loves His servants to be linked to Him in all His needs and affairs, be it big or small, so that they may always be connected to Him, and He will be always connected to them. Actually, however, such a link cannot endure unless the servant feels himself in need of Allah in all his affairs and wishes. And this is only true if the servant presents before the Almighty Allah the need for even the laces of his shoes if they get broken.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedast. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Ask Allah, the Almighty, the Majestic, whatever crosses your mind of your needs, even for the lace of your shoe. For if he does not make that easy, it wouldn't become easy." He sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also narrated to have said, "Ask Allah for all your needs, even for a broken lace." In another tradition, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Do not get worried of supplication and dua, for none has perished with supplication. Ask Allah, even for the lace of your shoe, if it gets broken, and ask of His grace, for He loves to be besought." But one point remains to be mentioned. There is no need, I think, to remind you, dear listeners, here, that this principle of prayer does not mean that a prayer should not be accompanied with action and endeavor. Instead, it implies that firstly, a supplicant should not place his confidence and hope in his efforts and no one else other than the Almighty Allah, and rather he should maintain hope and confidence in Allah the Exalted. And secondly, and more importantly, he must not sever his link and connection with Allah, nor should he lose this perception of his neediness towards Him throughout his activity, throughout his actions, throughout all his efforts and endeavors in his life. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side.